Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, what? I'm late. Sorry, I'm late. My Skype credits killed. My Skype credits were gone, so I've been trying to. I happened right when I was trying to call in, so that's why we have no opening. I don't have Skype right now.
Welcome to the Bill and Justin in the Morning Show. I'm your host, Bill Devereaux, along with my co-host, who is here or not here.
Should be here.
He's here, all right. He's here, all right.
Yay! I am the Al Golden of producers.
Let's look. Let's talk shop. Why don't we have a better opening? And let's stop the excitement. Let's be like, hey, listen to the Bill and Justin show. Who here wants to get some heroin and kill themselves?
Yeah, we sound like an NPR show right now. Like, and today we'll be discussing Jonathan Safran Foer's newest work.
It's like Parks and Recreation, NPR. Hey, you're listening to NPR with LTC.
Lesbian.
Bill
Lesbian
and
too.
Justin.
They are Norwegian lesbians. Sorry,
yes,
my Skype ran out of credits. I forgot my Apple password. It happened right when we were supposed to go on air, so I called in. That's why we have no opening.
Skype credits, first of all?
Yeah, I don't know.
What? You have to buy money to call landlines. You have to buy money to call landlines. You have to buy credits on Skype to call landlines.
How stupid is that shit? That's an immediate front runner for the TV and Pickens Big Dick of the Week, Skype credits.
That's a dick move,
Skype. The TV and Pickens Big Dick of the Week is the bear who ate the woman's canoe because she sprayed pepper spray at him. That bear's a badass.
that bear's a badass. That's what that bear is.
Yeah, he's not a dick. He's a bad ass. Bad ass.
Oh, you spray pepper spray? I ate your boat. How do you get back from there, bitch?
I'm just going to eat your canoe, bitch. Have fun swimming home, you dirty whore.
I was just being a bear, doing my bear thing, and you had to come in and spray me some your bitch.
In the bear's defense, you know, that woman really was being an unnecessary bitch about the whole thing.
And the bear's defense,
he wasn't even
like,
anywhere near
right.
enough to get bear spray.
The bear's defense, he was like, I hate pepper spray. Just take this, you know. Like,
a bear. He's like, what's up, neighbor? How are you doing today? Do you have anything that you might want to share with your bear friend? And he's like, oh, shit, not the pepper spray. And he's like, well, you know what? Fuck you. I see that this is your only mode of transportation. So I'm going to go eat your canoe.
Let's be honest. I think, you know, the bear spoke French. He was like, au revoir, you know? And she's like, oh, hey. And he's like, do you have any honey? And she's like, what? And she pepper sprayed him. And he's like, that's not honey, you bitch. Done.
Yeah. She was like, did you just call me a whore? No, I didn't call you a whore. I was just wondering if you had any sugar that you might want to share with me. Did you just say you wanted to share my sugar? Well, fuck you, bear. I'm going to spray you right in the face with my bear spray. And the bear's like, you don't got to be all like that. That's how, I mean, that's
honestly,
basically
probably
right out of
woman,
the bar, by the way.
Let's be honest. The woman was probably PMSing, and the bear smelled it. And he's like, oh,
yeah.
Crap, not again.
Yeah. That's basically, that encounter was basically like how most nights go for me at the bar, by the way. Like, just walking up to a lady, same way, and then I immediately get maced in the face. I even have my pants on most of the time, so I don't understand how that.
Sometimes, listeners, he lets the bear out, you know what I mean? Yeah, he does. Zinger.
Yeah.
Zing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Zing. Zing, zing. Can I have a zing sound effect, LTC? Where the hell are you? What the hell was that? That wasn't a zing.
Zing.
There you go.
All sound effects are human-made at this point. They have stripped our technology from us on Blog Talk Radio.
The best part is I'm like, LDC, can you give me a zing sound effect? And he's like, he gave me a Wookiee. He's like, all right. It's like I hit the wrong button. LTC fine.
Nice. Thanks, Blog Talk Radio, for having tiered service. Now, like, how do you get better at your job if you don't give us the tools to do that?
That's true.
Well, we're currently giving Blog Talk Radio no money for the show, so they really don't care.
And in kind, we are getting no money for doing this show. I mean, we're just putting comedy gold out to the world for free.
For free.
So that everybody can steal Bill's jokes and not pay me anything for it.
Oh, good stuff. Whew. All right, guys, I'm ready to talk a lot of college football this week. Are y'all ready for this?
No, I'm not, because I know what you're talking about, and I'd like to pretend yesterday didn't happen.
No, that's not true. You don't know what I'm talking about. Let me tell you my first thing. Y'all ready for this?
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm sad to see Dan McCartney get fired. Old Dan McCartney, you guys might remember, comes out of Iowa State, the Troy Davis and Seneca Wallace years. Yeah. He just got fired from North Texas. And, you know, he did a good job. He took them to a bowl game in 2013. They won a Heart of Texas Bowl. You know, it was good stuff. But then old Danny got off a 5-star. And supposedly the straw that broke the camel back is when Portland State, yes, the FCS team, that's Portland, the city of Portland, has a Portland State, came on in, the old Vikings, and beat the Mean Green on homecoming, even though they're an FBS school and they lost. They also beat Washington State. They beat Washington State, old Portland State did, by 3. They beat the Mean Green 66-7. It's the worst loss in FBS history to an FCS team. So I just want to say, Portland State, you're a real big dick. It's one thing to beat an FBS school. That's another thing to destroy them and get their coach fired. You guys are assholes. That's what I just want to let you know, Vikings.
That was a really long explanation for something that no one in the entire world cares about except for Dan McCartney. Or whoever that guy's name was.
That's not true. Everyone cares about Dan McCartney.
No, they don't.
He was like the Gene Chizik of the Big 12. They both coached Iowa State, remember? See, that was for you, buddy.
It went real well for Gene Chizik when he coached Iowa State. I'll just say that. Went real well for him.
Sure.
Why he's back to being a D. Sometimes, you know, you just got to go with what you're good at. And he is not good at being a head football coach. At least.
Yeah, he is.
He didn't do what Larry Eustachy did, another Iowa coach, or Iowa State, whatever he was, and show up at a party and pull his dick out and try and mack on fucking college chicks, right? Gene Chizik was like, no, not for me, man. Not for me.
We miss you, Larry Eustachy. We miss you. What is it
like?
Did
he coach at Southern Miss?
No,
yeah.
I think he left there.
He is. Oh.
I think he left there, got fired. Yeah. Yeah.
And that guy's career went down the toilet.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's Iowa State. I just feel bad for Iowa when their own, you know, Iowa State when their own, like, favorite son's like, I'm good. I'm going back to the NBA, you know. That's right.
What I don't understand about Larry Eustachy is, like, if you're going to hit on college chicks at a party, why are you doing it at a location in Iowa? Like,
I thought it was a road trip to Missouri where he was hanging out chick.
Oh, he did hit on the road trip.
That's not
probably
any better.
Got it done. Yes.
I don't understand how
better,
you would go to the Iowa or Missouri to hit on girls.
Speaking of Missouri, I watched SEC Storied. Tigers United, when they didn't tell on Michael Sam, and I said, listen up, bitches. You football players don't know. You could never be a part of the Bill and Justin show because we would have sold that fucking guy out as soon as possible. We'd have been like, oh, what, you're gay? Hey, no worries, man. We'd be like, who's going to pay me to tell you the SEC says the player is raging homosexual? That's right. Yeah, that's all I'm saying. Is you guys are lucky, Tigers, that Bill and Justin weren't on your team. Because they'd be like, hey, did you hear about Michael? Yeah, I did. And I told the tabloid, bam, hey, mate.
I sold that story for $50 and a 40, right? And some Funyuns. That's always a
TMZ.
Funyuns.
TMZ. Let's do this.
Funyuns. we need Funyuns as fuel for outing gay people.
That's true.
I will tell also, I will tell any story for a night drinking with Randy Travis.
Oh, that's 100% true. Also, I'd like to go a night drinking with Jim Harbaugh because I've learned something. Jim Harbaugh knows everything, and I know nothing. You know, he's just that much better of a human being than me, you know. So if I went to out with Jim Harbaugh, I'd be like, hey, man, let's get some shots. He'd be like, you know what we should do? We should take that shot and just shove it down our ass. Well, that doesn't make any sense, Jim. Yes, you'll get immediately drunk, and you'll save yourself hundreds of dollars. And I'd be like, Jim Harbaugh, I will follow you anywhere. Let's do this, you know, because he's a good coach. That's why.
By the way, Larry Thomas, I just like drinking. So, by the way, Larry, you say she what?
Is the head coach of Colorado State. He actually got a better job than Funyuns.
Oh. How was Southern Miss not a good job? I mean, if you're trying to mack on college students, when you go to Southern Miss, not only are they incredibly stupid, but they're also super duper hot in Mississippi, as the three of us can attest to.
Let's be serious.
Yes,
you know, we're not
Colorado. Colorado likes to get high, so they're not going to be. They'll be okay when he gets drunk and hits on the couch.
Yeah, let's be serious though. I just want to let the people of Mississippi know we're not trying to offend you. We went to Ole Miss, and those people weren't that smart. And then obviously Mississippi State is a rung down from them. I mean, any team that rings cowbells during the game, you know, I mean, not that smart. And then obviously. Yeah, I mean,
Southern Miss is four rungs down from.
Yeah, we all know that. You know, the only school that's lower than you is Mississippi Valley State. You know, that's what I'm saying. Well, they produce Jerry Rice, so they might be on par with you. You know,
the point is that Ole Miss or Mississippi girls' hotness is totally balanced out by their stupidity. Really,
100% true.
Just be like,
and
I'm a doctor.
Good news is,
why do you say you're a doctor? Because I have this stethoscope right here, right? That proves that I'm a doctor. That looks like a penis to me. Well, I need to put it right in between your chest and hear your heartbeat. Okay, seems legit. That's how it works in Ole Miss.
That's true. Also, I just want to let you know, I would never open up an Uber in Mississippi because they still can't master the thing called cab service. So I don't think Uber's just a little too complicated for them. Oh.
That's the best place to open an Uber. I mean, they have no concept of what a taxi cab is at all.
Yeah, they're going to fuck it up. They're going to be ordering Ubers and just leaving their phone and then running away from their phone, you know. You'll never be able to find your clients.
Well, there's some breaking news right there. Mississippi has phone service. I didn't realize that.
The only good thing about Mississippi is it's got Tupelo honey. That's right. I said it. Tupelo honey. You know why? Because bears love Tupelo honey. True story.
And incredibly hot and stupid girls. You left that part out.
And don't forget bears like eating canoes.
Well, bears love canoes with a little bit of Tupelo honey. This commercial is brought to you by Tupelo honey. It's
if
delicious.
You seasoned your canoe with Tupelo honey, you could be sure that a bear would eat it.
No doubt. They also have
a gas station in Oxford where apparently Justin likes to order everything on the menu. And you might be thinking to yourself, why does a gas station have a menu? Because it's the only place that's open. But I'll tell you this, listeners, this is a pro tip here. Don't ever order anything, let alone everything, from that gas station, or your car will smell like someone died in it and then had sex after they died and then exploded for the rest of your drive back to wherever the fuck it is that you're going.
In my defense, people in Mississippi make you order a lot of food. It's just true. That's why I'm looking at them.
They don't.
Nobody makes you do anything.
True. They do. They also
you
make you buy ski goggles.
You bought a bucket of chicken and some fucking motor oil for no reason. There was no reason to buy motor oil.
Giggles. Here's the better question. Why in Mississippi? This is true, listeners. I'm not lying. Why in Mississippi can you go to a gas station in Batesville, Mississippi, and buy ski goggles? Why? That's the question I can't figure out. Like, why?
Why did you buy them?
No. Because it's proven it happened. Let's talk shop here. Whatever happened, did someone stop it going to Colorado and say at Basel, Mississippi, and be like, hey, by the way, do you guys sell ski goggles? Like, damn it, we lost the sale. Son of a pin. You know? And then he's like, never again. Never again, Bob. And then he's like, and then my ass comes in, like, ski goggles. You can buy ski goggles at Basel, Mississippi, and you buy them. I'm telling you, folks, you buy them. And I guarantee if you go to the gas station in Basel, Mississippi, you're going to buy yourself some ski goggles. Guaranteed.
The only problem is that that gas station no longer operates, because when Justin went in there and bought, he was like, I'll just have one of everything. And the guy got real wide-eyed and was like, one of what? And he's like, one of everything. And I was like, that's going to be really expensive. And Justin was like, I got $40.14. And he's like, I'll take it. And sold his entire business to Justin so he could go buy some more slaves or whatever it is that they do down in Mississippi.
That was the most disgusting food I've ever seen in my entire life. And the fact that Justin ate half of
it didn't even look good at 1 o'clock in the morning.
In his
everything
car.
Looks good. Everything looks good at 1 o'clock in the morning, and that food looked terrible. I mean, literally, everything looks good.
It's like, I'm getting
except
this.
Except
like,
for the food.
I want it. I
guys,
want it.
Like, guys, you're forgetting most of all is like everything was on a stick. Like, I don't fucking know why, but every damn thing was on a stick. Like,
you got
like
a whole stick. It was disgusting.
You had an entire bucket of chicken. I'm telling you, it is not everything is on. Most stuff was stick related food, and
true.
Therefore penis shaped
like,
because that's
guys,
how the nature works. But
what they did is it was like going to the carnival or like your local freaking, you know, state fair. And you walk in, they're like, everything's on a stick. And I'm like, sold. I love state fair.
It was like going to the state fair, only more sad and terrible. Like, because
that's
at least with the state fair, you're like, oh, yeah, well, these guys do this year. I mean, they're pretty good at their job. That guy had no idea how to cook anything. He's like, all right, let's find some chickens. And then I guess you're supposed to put them in grease. Maybe if I just dump a bunch of pepper or something in there, it's going to be
good. And more grease, and third more grease, and then...
And motor oil, yeah. That's how you fry chicken.
Yeah, wait.
Because...
Guys, I think we just hit some comic gold. Not even comic gold, just some advertising gold here. So, I think we just came up with a Mississippi State Fair. It's more sad and depressing than your state fair. Come on down. Let's do this.
It's like your state fair, only people are poor and dumber.
Come
and
on, you gotta say, come on down at the end. Come on out, you know.
Come on down. We got a bear eating a canoe. We got bears eating canoes. More bears
and
more canoes than your
fair. Come on
down.
We got
come on,
down. On a stick. Come on down. You know, this is a
ski goggles. Ski goggles. Plenty of ski goggles for you and the family.
You know,
because of all the good skiing that happens in Mississippi.
It's true. What we should do, honestly, is come up with state fair advertising. Like the North Dakota State Fair, why'd you come? Wait, really? Why?
No.
Why'd you make
No. The North Dakota State Fair, it's better than South Dakota State Fair because fuck those
it's
jobs,
true.
Right?
It's true. That's true. It would be more of me like
South
Montana.
The State Fair is like, North Dakota, please don't make us laugh. You know?
Where Montana State Fair would be like, we have a state fair. Oh, we didn't even know that. We didn't have enough
seriously,
people in the state.
Seriously, we're doing this? The fuck is you? Seriously, we're doing this? All right.
What?
Seriously, we're doing this? All
right. The California
Montana
State
Fair slogan is, where the bears outnumber the people like 5-1. So,
get rid of your unwanted canoes.
Hey, the California
I think people
State
are
Fair
on the menu at the state fair in Montana. Like, they're like, bears, please show up because we have people here that you can eat.
Yeah,
that's what
they
happens.
Have no tickets. You know, the Montana State Fair, they have no tickets. You just walk in like, Bob, good to see you. Hey, it's a bear. You brought your bear. Thanks. Thank you. California State Fair, they're just going to be like, bring water. Thank you. We appreciate it.
I don't understand how we're not making money off this. South Carolina, you're flooded. Drain all the water, send it to California. Free cash, homie.
That's right. Don't you guys have a bunch of nets down there that you, or some shit that you, some water trapping device? Can't you do something?
I mean,
get the beavers to work. Damn that shit up.
We have a ton of water. We've been flooded here in Tampa. We're sending our water to California. Free cash.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing that upsets me most about South Carolina playing their home game in LSU is that South Carolina, you didn't negotiate any better. If I were you, I would have said, all right, listen, in the first quarter, our running back gets to sit on Leonard Fournette's shoulder and gets to feel like it's be like to be like Leonard Fournette. And then, you know, he'd have to carry him around. It didn't matter. Leonard Fournette would still go for 50 yards. But, I mean, I'm just saying, you would get to see what it was like to be a real running back. You know, it would have been a good experience.
Can we just give him next year's Heisman Trophy as well we're at it? Why are we wasting time?
We are wasting time with that. I mean, he is ridiculous. He was ready for the NFL as soon as he was born.
That's true.
He makes people look stupid.
I might draft him in my fantasy keeper league next year. That's what I have him for 2 years after this. Screw you guys.
He's my keeper. I called it. Leonard Fournette's already my keeper for 2017.
You have to draft him first, though. You can't call it. We'll let the talk y'all.
Yeah.
I already did.
Hey, speaking,
you know me and rookie running back.
Please tell me you guys saw the Georgia guy drop the touchdown pass, right?
Yeah.
Tennessee?
Yeah.
You know, I want to do Georgia's just post-game speech. Be like, guys, it was a bunch of plays. It's not anyone's fault besides Justin's. Way to drop his asshole.
Besides Fred over there.
Yeah.
Hey, Fred.
Hey,
walking
you know,
motherfucker.
Yeah, the real question is, Fred, I don't know if you would have made it in the end zone. No, I did. You were literally stepping into the end zone, you know.
I had a little faith in you, Fred, and you let me down.
Yeah.
Enjoy riding the pine for the rest of the year.
Fred,
you
were open, you know. Here's the negatives. You have stone heads. You suck. I hate you, Fred. My hope is like he went to a fraternity or sorority party after the game, like after they got home, and they're like, oh man, it was a crushing loss. Yeah, it was. Who are you? Oh, I'm just a receiver on the team. You're not the guy that dropped the ball. Oh, no, no, that's not me. Oh, no. I was the guy that ruined the game for our team. No, that wasn't my thing. I'm just saying.
I get the sense that that guy hangs out with a bunch of dudes named Derek for some reason, and you should never hang out with somebody named Derek. Like, first of all, what does that name even mean? Secondly, don't ever hang out with somebody named Derek. It never leads to good things. Like, if you know any Derek's.
So I can't hang out with Derek Carr?
No, you can't hang out with anybody named Derek. Derek Carr is just as terrible as the rest of the Derek's. I think you're sentencing your child to a life of just utter failure over and repeated and utter failure over and over if you name your child Derek. And if you have a friend named Derek, you need to drop him right now and just start hanging out with somebody else. Anything but Derek. That's the worst fucking name.
The best Derek I know is Derek Thomas, and he fathered like 8 kids out of marriage and drove too fast in the cold. And it was a dead move.
You're just setting yourself up for a bad life. Like, don't do that to your children.
Hey,
that Georgia wide receiver's name probably was Derek, but if it wasn't, then he was definitely hanging out with a bunch of people.
Do you guys remember? You guys remember old Cornelius Bennett, right?
Yeah. He has a big dick, right?
Did you guys ever see the Derek Thomas SEC story?
Part of it, not the whole thing.
Yeah, just want to let you guys know. In all dick moves of all dick moves, his goal was to eliminate Cornelius Bennett from the record books. And then did. You're a dick, Derek Thomas. I know you're dead, but, like, of all dick moves, like, that's just mean. You know, Cornelius Bennett has a great name. He should never be eliminated from the record.
Was it Cornelius Bennett or Martellius Bennett that has the big dick? I can't remember which one it was.
Probably Martellius Bennett. Oh, yeah, that's from Texas A&M. Yeah, Martellius Bennett. He's got a huge honker. It's so big. Here's the good thing. It's Jay Cutler can't even miss throwing to it. Zing.
I'm a little pissed off that Justin Bieber has a big dick. That bothers me.
Justin Bieber doesn't have a big dick.
Yeah, he does.
He's got a bigger dick than us, but he doesn't have a big dick. He's just got a. It's just normal. It's just sort of like,
know how big Justin Bieber's dick is?
His dick was all over the internet last week. He's all pissed off about it. like secretly not pissed off about it because he had a fairly good showing going on at the time, but like still like, don't take a picture of my dick. Okay, well you did, but don't put it on the internet. Oh, well you did. Okay, well I'll live with that, but I'm gonna be super mad because it was like a, you know, it was a normal sized dick basically.
First
he
up,
probably fluffed it up a little bit before he rolled out of his room. By the way,
what I don't understand is like, is he like, I got a hard on in his photo, or is he just like, yeah?
No.
Okay.
He is the medical term for that is turgid. Turgid. Use that shit on Jeopardy.
I
by
just
the way,
don't know why.
Jeopardy, did you see the girl who answered "Suck It, Trebek" for her final Jeopardy answer the other day?
No, I did not.
I did not, but that would be
amazing. The plan has come full circle.
I love that. How did you guys see Justin Bieber's dick? Did someone say, hey, here's an email of Justin Bieber's dick, and you're like, I'll check it out, you know, what happened?
Nobody sent an email. It was just like, you go to any sort of news site, like MSN.com, CNN.com, they're like, guess what? Justin Bieber pulled his dick out, and people took a picture of it. And most of them had maple leaves or some, you know, some kind of cutesy shit on, you know, like Photoshopped over it. But then they were always like, well, you can click on the TMZ link, or whatever it was, that has the real picture of his dick. And so I did, you know. I'm not ashamed of that.
I'm
not even a little bit ashamed of that.
I'm nominating Justin Bieber for the Big Dick of the Week Award, just because he didn't fucking, because y'all saw his dick. So it's kind of a dick move, Justin Bieber. Way to go.
Well, good, because I've got my own nominee. And it doesn't involve Justin fucking Bieber, for sure, in his normal-sized penis.
All right, Bill, who is your Tugs Douche of the Week?
My Tugs Douche of the Week, and also my T-Boone Pickens Big Dick of the Week, is fucking Yahoo's fantasy football app. Fuck you people. I'm stuck with Brandon Weeden again this week because you assholes won't let me pick up another quarterback for some reason. I have a fucking iPad, and for some reason it won't let me add and drop because you guys are assholes. I think it's because I'm doing so well in our fantasy league. Yahoo's like, nah, fuck this guy. He's going to be stuck with Brandon Weeden again, who's playing the goddamn Patriots. And Joe Flacco was just fucking sitting there, and the dude had like 75 points. And I couldn't pick him up because the goddamn app wouldn't work. And I tried like 17 fucking times. So fuck you and your shitty fucking app and your shitty fucking fantasy football. You can go fuck yourself. Doesn't matter that I'm dominating the league right now, you know, if we're being honest. It just matters that you suck, and I can't dominate it more. So fuck you, Yahoo.
And my follow-up to that is I would like to thank Yahoo for considering my email and fucking over Bill. Thank you. I told him he was a huge, huge Brandon Weeden fan, even bigger than Jerry Jones was at the beginning of the year. And he needs to have him at all times. Don't listen to him. He doesn't mean it when he wants to drop him. Listen, Yahoo, he doesn't mean it. He loves him.
I don't hear. I mean, we have waivers or some shit. Like, I don't understand. I tried to pick up Carson Palmer last week. Thank God I didn't, and I was stuck with Beaton last week. But this week,
we
I'm like, oh, waivers out there. Huh?
We do have a waiver system, yes.
Yeah, but Flacco's not on the waiver wire.
I
it was just a pickup.
Know what's going on. I don't know what's going on with your damn roster.
My roster's badass, except for my fucking quarterback, because Ben Roethlisberger decided he needed some time off to rape people. That's it. My roster's badass.
You're only missing him for 4 weeks. I lost Romo for 10 weeks. So, you know, I don't feel sorry for you. Plus, your team is raping everybody, like Ben Roethlisberger.
We're raping everybody out there.
And my defense normally scores, like, as many points as your best running back does, like anybody in our league,
true,
by the way, except for last week. So,
true.
And that was, like, a fifth-round pickup. Super sneaky and super awesome. So, anyway, Yahoo can go fuck itself this week because I had the perfect plan that did not involve Brandon Weeden, yet here we are stuck with Brandon Weeden because they wouldn't let me pick up Joe Flacco, who scored, like, 70 million fantasy points this week.
The best part is, like, Brandon Whedon's like, someone has to own Brandon Weeden. Not everyone can drop him. And it's like, they're like, we'll choose this random guy. You know, like, you're fucked there. He can't be 0% owned. That's not allowed. You know, everyone's got to own him.
He has, like, a decimal point. by his percent ownership name. It's like 0.3% owned. Well, you're welcome, Brandon Whedon, because if I didn't know you, you'd be 0.2% owned.
Yeah, that percentage is Brandon Whedon's Dominican family and Bill.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, if anyone in like the DraftKings and FanDuel people, if they picked up Blake Bortles this week, that guy had like 30 points, by the way.
Yep.
Hey, I just want to let you know that, like, I would love to be at the Brandon Whedon family reunion and be like, "Yeah, bro, how you doing, man?" Be like, "Oh yeah, did you get me in fantasy? Fuck no, you're Brandon Whedon. Like, no one will accept you." Like, no.
Well, I heard there was this guy named Bill Devereaux that owns you, so maybe you should go talk to him.
You're like, you're the backup to the Cowboys. I might be able to play. No one wants you to play. Not even the Cowboys. Like, this is bad. You know?
Even you don't want to play.
Yeah, this is terrible. Like, bro, I'm only in a 12-team league. I'm your brother, Brandon. That doesn't mean as much as my fantasy team. Okay, like,
you know,
come on.
It sucks when Jerry Jones is doing more damage control on Greg Hardy than you, Brandon Whedon. You know, like, I hope his guns do come out a-blazing. What a terrible fucking thing to say, and what a terrible response from the owner. And the ESPN story was like, Jerry Jones' response, oh my God. But then you read the story and it was like, oh my God, that's an awesome thing to say. I hope his guns do come out a-blazing.
You know, the thing is Greg Hardy's the guy that has no idea that he's done anything wrong. And I love him. Be like, Greg, you know, you pissed off. I want to be in Greg Hardy's entourage because that guy's doing more dumb shit. You know, be like, hey, man, I'm sorry. You asked for fried chicken. Fried chicken's gone up tremendously, Greg. It costs $1,000. He's like, that sounds legit. You know, like KFC, yeah, straight Honda, a straight thousand. Yeah, that's right. And be like, yep. Hope you enjoy. I take care of you, buddy. Like, that guy is going to get fleeced. Like, I mean, I want to be in this entourage just now and be like, yep, Greg, all the KFCs in Dallas shut down. You got to fly me to Vegas to pick them up. Okay? All right. Fair deal. I'll be there like a week. You know, I can't get back in time.
And weren't the allegations against him like he picked up a girl and threw her onto a pile of weapons? Like,
yes.
he just had like a cache of guns just laying out on the bed, and he was like, bitch, no, and then threw her onto a bunch of guns. Like, that's not really domestic violence, because that girl could have easily picked up any one of them and shot his ass in the fucking face.
Here's the thing.
Anybody read the full accounting of the Javaris Crittenden Gilbert Arenas basically standoff that happened in the
Javaris Crittenden?
Yeah,
Crittenden Arena shootout. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. The fact that
he actually murdered somebody like 20 months later makes the situation a whole lot weirder.
Arenas or Crittenden?
Crittenden convicted of murder.
I just want to let you guys know, I still have Gilbert Arenas' signed shoe, so I'm really excited that anytime he's in the news, because that thing's gonna go up to 10 cents. I'm going to sell it.
The only thing Gilbert Arenas murdered was fantasy basketball teams for many, many years. Hey-o!
And DC's and the Wizards Taylor caps for a couple of years.
Well, also, probably the chicks in DC's vaginas. He's really good at murdering vaginas. It's so true.
I don't think so. And not against Steven Pickens. Can't kill, he's already dead.
That's what we're trying to get to with the show, guys. We're trying to get to a point where we can murder girls' vaginas on a rag.
Who was the other guy with Gilbert Arenas in the backcourt at Arizona? I don't remember.
Damon Stoudemire?
Jason Gardner?
No. Maybe Jason Gardner. Oh, nice. Nice. That sounds right. Wow. LTC with the hookah.
Lorenzo Wood?
No, let me just
might have been Lorenzo Wood.
Let me just tell you straight up. If you want a team that's going to be really talented and not going to win the tournament, go for Arizona. Followed by Kansas is a good number two. That's for sure. That's what you want to do.
Turns enough,
they won a couple.
Both teams I pick a lot.
You won like one. One doesn't count.
I don't ever pick any. I have a super East Coast bias when it comes to tournament. I don't pick Duke to go anywhere. I always pick them losing in the first round, which has panned out really well. Like, you know, it's like feast or famine with them. They either lose in the first round, they win the whole thing. So,
yeah, can I? Speaking of which, I need to quickly talk to some young black athletes here. So are we ready for this?
Yep.
Ready? Okay. Young Blood
Guthrie. Do the Masters music, LTC. Just, oh, wait, we don't have sound effects.
Yeah, we just can't.
Hey, Bill,
we
go fuck
can't
yourself.
Hey, LTC, I'm talking to young black athletes. I don't want to be interrupted. You know, hey, fellas, it's your buddy Justin Blaylock here. Yeah, I just want to let you know that you can't go to Duke, okay? You're young, you're athletic, and you're black. Like, you don't want to go to Duke. No one wants to go to Duke. Like, yeah, oh, yeah, you don't do it. Don't tell me Grant Hill wants to Duke. Grant Hill's pretty much white. We adopted him as one of our own white guys because he's as white as they come. He just was athletic like a black guy, but he was definitely white. There's no doubt about it. But, guys, you can't go. You know, it's not going to help your career. No one goes to Duke and, like, just blows it up in the NBA. Don't do it. You need to get back to your ball-hogging, scoring roots. That's right. Kentucky or UNC. That's what we want for you.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. They'll let you go and shoot it up and all do that stuff. And no yelling. Roy Williams isn't a yeller. He's going to yell at the fans for not supporting the team. And John Calipari, he's going to give you a little something when you need to go to dinner. That's right. So black athletes, don't go to Duke. That's just wrong. That's where white athletes go. And that's their only home and the only place they're allowed to go when they're good. So black guys, UNC or Kentucky. Let's keep it
it's
up.
It's actually
a reminder to black athletes.
I agree with everything.
Go ahead, Bill.
It's actually racist, and I agree with everything you said. Racist for black people to go to Duke because you're taking away valuable scholarships for these poor white kids that had no
That's
other
true.
Option.
Chris
also, reminder to black athletes. If you run into black athletes, if you go to UNC, apparently class is optional. So you don't have to worry about school getting in the way of basketball. Yeah.
It only is if you study African-American studies. Other than that,
Here's
you actually have to go to school.
Here's the thing I don't get. It's like UNC should have known not to recruit anyone from North Carolina because they're so angry they turned on their own school. And that's just not cool.
Yeah, what do you do? What do you do? It's a
real
conundrum.
John Henson was from Florida. Don't see him ratting out anybody lately. That's right. He didn't care. No anger. Rashard McCants, angry bastard. You know, that's right. Can't recruit
people.
He's
just homegrown, man. You know, and I don't think that he's been kind of any nails in anyone's coffin because they're like, wait a second. Weren't you the Rashard McCants that was in like a porn movie and dated a Kardashian? He's like, yeah, so what? And they're like, yeah, okay, never mind. But then they pay attention to other people who were not in that same situation. He's the guy that said that playing for UNC was like being in jail when he was in school. Like, are you going to believe that guy? Or...
I can't believe this guy was a bust in the NBA. He just seemed like such a good human being.
Yeah. When your one goal is major head case, you know, you may that's a lesson to NBA GM. So Minnesota Timberwolves, you are stupid because that was the only thing that was wrong with him was that he had mental problems.
My favorite thing about those UNC teams is like all the championship teams. Ty Lawson is the best player that's coming out of that by far. It's not even close. Like Raymond Felton had like one good year, and then everyone's like, my favorite thing is Raymond Felton's on the Mavs, and they're like. And Raymond Felton's on the bench, and then the announcers giggle because he's sure as hell not going to go on the floor. Like, you know. And the Mavs need back. They're like, Raymond Felton's still there because we can't get rid of his contract. It's impossible, you know. It's old Raymond Felton, you know.
You forget that Brandon Wright and Marvin Williams were on teams respectively.
Yeah,
so
they're not somewhere near. They're not, I mean, yeah, they're like that guy when you're like, oh. And a free agent pickup, nice. Like, who we get? Oh, did we get a LaMarcus Aldridge? No. Okay, did we get Ty Lawson? No. You know, like, we got Brandon Wright and a salary cap saving move. Oh, solid. Good depth.
And honestly, like, I wasn't expecting big things out of Tyler Hansbrough. You know, I was expecting him just to be exactly what he is, which is kind of a workhorse that randomly starts fights with people and can make a bunch of free throws in the NBA, which is what he does. So
exactly what he does. And I'm telling you what, he'll be a Dallas Maverick soon enough because the Dallas Mavericks know how to get that AC in the West. They gun for it every year and they nail it, you know.
All right, we got 5 minutes left. You want to get to the
staying in school? Huh?
We got 5 minutes left, and we get to the other T-Boom picking Big Dick of the Week nominee.
Hurry up, LTC. Let's do this.
All right. Well, we have the monkey who is eating mail.
Monkey who is eating mail?
Yes.
Yes. The mail-eating monkey.
Mail-eating monkey.
Interesting. Next.
New Jersey priest who threatened a 8-year-old cowboy fan with a Civil War-style musket.
He put a gun in the kid's face, and he's a priest. He didn't rape him, though.
No, he didn't rape him. Matt Barnes for driving an hour to kick the crap out of Derek Fisher.
My favorite thing is that he's like, I'm checking on my kids. Like, you're dad of the year in my book, buddy.
He's like, I didn't do that. I live like 15 minutes away. I was just going over to check on my kid was like all pissed.
My favorite thing was like, Matt Barnes is in the news. Did he tear his ACL or something? And it's the start of the season. I'm like, why the fuck is Matt Barnes in the news? And then it's like, he went to beat the shit out of Derek Fisher for being over at his wife's house. You know, I'm like, Matt Barnes, you just gained mad respect for me. That's right. You know? And also, like,
actually, the TV Pickens Big Dick of the Week is Derek Fisher. Because remember that time that he was playing in Utah, and then he was like, God, I'm so serious. I can't play here anymore because my kid is really sick, and I got to go home to Los Angeles. And then he went home to Los Angeles and immediately started playing for the Lakers. They let him off the team when he was actually a contributor, and now he's fucking Matt Barnes' ex-wife.
Yeah, he's kind of a dick.
I don't know, Matt Barnes.
Derek Fisher is a
dick.
Very pretty. TV and pitching. Okay, go ahead.
The couple who fucked in the bathroom at IKEA?
That was an awesome.
It's a ball to do it. There's a TV
like
in with it, Don.
They're like the
I will fuck any female listener in the bathroom in an IKEA tomorrow if you want to meet me there.
Listen,
I'll be there all
they're
day.
Like, his wife was like, you know what turns me on? What? Shitty Sweden furniture from Sweden. He's like, let's do this, baby. The only thing is they had to fuck in the bathroom because they would have fucked on the shitty furniture. It would have fell apart, you know. You can't fuck on IKEA furniture, that's for sure. That shit's going to fall right apart.
It's very efficient. It's just cheaply made.
Oh, we only got 2 minutes left. Are we going to talk about IKEA furniture or that's what we're going to talk about the rest of the time?
Do you have any
more
nominees?
Yeah, any more nominees?
Well, we never talked about Yamir Yager, the chick who tried to threaten to blackmail him, and he said, because he slept with her, so he just posted the picture on Twitter and go, here you go, bitch.
What?
But
Yamir Yager was having sex with a like 18-year-old model, and she's like, I guess he's married, and he goes, like, he fell asleep, and she took a selfie and says, if you don't pay me $10,000, I'm going to save these pictures, I'm going to publish these pictures. So he put the picture on a Twitter account and goes, here it is. Here's what I did last night.
Oh,
fucking
Yager.
Badass of the week.
Yeah, I was about to say, this guy in T-Boom Pickens, I always wanted to hang out with Yamir Yager. Now I'm definitely hanging out with Yamir Yager.
Yeah.
That guy's
I wanted
genius.
To drink Jaeger with Yamir Yager, just so we could have that fucking tongue twister
Yamir Yager, you should go when you're in L.A. facing the Kings, because you've been playing for 80,000 years. You should go and be like, hey, what's up? And be like, oh, Matt Barnes isn't here? Shit, I'm going to Memphis. And I'm going to punch him in the nuts. That's how you really do it.
Why
are you punching Matt Barnes in the nuts? Shouldn't he be driving
because
by New York to punch
him? He tried to steal Yamir Yager's title of T-Boom Pick and Dick of the Week. And that, I mean, you didn't sneak that in about Yamir. That's a badass move. Matt Barnes,
you don't fuck with that dude.
Fucking Yamir Yager.
He's in the running for the fucking Bill and Justin Man of the Year right now. That's awesome.
Yamir Yager is amazing. I've always liked the guy, but
with Russians, man. Those Russians will fucking do some. They're like, you
sweet
think
old
the Molotov team?
He's Czech, by the way. He's from
whatever.
The Czech Republic.
He's fucking amazing.
You don't fuck
that's
with Russians who happen to be from Czechoslovakia. You don't